Colleen, the floor is yours. We're down about 15 minutes. So tell us about Hadley. What's
wonderful.
Going on?
Thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be here. So as you, I'm sure, have heard, Hadley has changed its direction somewhat. We are still serving people who are blind and visually impaired, of course, but we've shifted our focus from the long courses that we offer to short video courses primarily. We have a new website, a new platform, and the video courses, what we're calling workshops, we don't have grading or anything. They're just workshops, so you can watch them as you please. And we have very good number of series up there right now. What I could do is take you to the website and show you. I could share my screen if that would be helpful to some people. And I have my screen reader on so you can hear when I go to the website for those of us who can't see the screen. Okay. Are you able to, are you able to hear my audio as well?
Oh, we may now. You just turned on screen share. So.
Okay. Okay.
We'll have to see if we do or not.
Okay. So let me see if this will work. So I have our website pulled up right now.
Launch meeting dash zoom dash.
Let me just get over
meeting
to
controls.
It.
Launch meeting dash meeting controls. Launch meeting dash zoom
okay,
meeting controls.
I don't. Let me bring that up here.
Search box. Edge Microsoft.
I've been having internet problems all day, of course. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
You know what?
This is not coming up.
Yeah, you might be better just to focus on auditory. Just explain what you're doing at Hadley. And
yeah, I think I'm going to because I seem to be my internet connection's unstable here. That's why we've been having problems. Okay, so what we've done is, as I've said, we have the video workshops. And when you come to our platform for the first time, we'll ask you to sign up. You really do have to sign up to be able to see all the videos through, to be able to watch them to completion. So when you come on there to the site, it will ask you to choose your contrast or your text size or both. If you have some vision, you can certainly do that. If you're a screen reader, you can press the skip button. But first what happens when you get to the site is you press the get started button. Then you have the choice to either choose your text or your contrast, and you do that, and you can skip past that twice. If you're a screen reader, you just press the skip button twice, and then it asks you what you want to learn. So we have different categories under there. We have technology, working, we have daily living skills, recreation, and Braille. I'm going to turn my speech off here. And so those are the different categories that we have. So you'll check the category that you're interested in, and then it brings up very easily a list of the workshops that you can watch. And it's very screen reader friendly and very intuitive. So it really works well for all people with visual impairments or blindness. So when you go to the workshop, you can start playing any of them. You know, we have a lot of technology workshops. We have them on iPad, iPhone. We have Android workshops, and we're building more and more Microsoft workshops. We'll have an Excel series coming soon that will replace our Excel course. But we really have a lot of content under there. So let's say you choose one of the Outlook workshops and you start listening to it and play the video. It will stop at some point and say, we'd like to learn more about you. And we ask you then to sign up to be able to see the video. So it'll ask for, there's a sign up button. It will ask for your name, your email, your relationship to Hadley, and your relationship to vision loss. So if you have low vision, are you blind? Are you a relative, parent? That's all we ask. And once you sign up and customize your profile, you can see any of the workshops that are up there. So I really encourage you to check it out, hadley.edu. We are constantly putting new content up there and obviously updating, especially our technology workshops. The other thing that I'm...
Oh, and there she goes. Internet issues. Okay, let's take two here. Get her unmuted. All right, we're trying to get Colleen to unmute, but I think she's...
There she goes.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can hear you.
I didn't realize I muted myself. Okay, I must have hit something. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so what I'm really excited about is our Braille series that we have. We have Braille for visual learners, a couple classes, and that's really important, I think, for parents who have children who are blind. We have one core workshop where you can learn. They're interactive, the visual series. So you can do this on your computer. You can learn to read Braille interactively. You can learn to type Braille using your keyboard interactively on the computer. We still have our traditional Braille by mail courses, and we still have one on producing Braille with the Perkins Braille Writer. So we are really trying to spread the use of Braille to not only people who are losing their vision later in life, but also loved ones and professionals who serve people who read Braille. So I'm really excited about what we've done with our visual Braille learners and how it's very interactive. So you get immediate feedback as opposed to our original Braille courses where you'd have to send in the homework assignment and wait till it came back. And quite frankly, we got a lot of feedback that our original Braille series wasn't as user-friendly as it could be, and a lot of people quit and didn't complete it. So our goal here was to make it more user-friendly, more intuitive, immediate feedback, and more accessible. So anybody can go on here and sign up immediately and start learning Braille, which I'm really excited about. I think our technology in Braille is probably my favorite part of the website in conjunction with the working section. Now, the working section is not yet built out completely. We have up there right now something called Founder Stories, and it's interviews of people who have started their own business. And one of them is Pam Schnurr. She is representing Randolph Shepherd Vendors. And we also have some other founders up there. We have Mark Sky Shrewsbury, who has a woodworking business. And we also have some people from, industry who have started companies that have been sold to public. Like the gentleman who started, Harry's Razors is up there. Let me see if I can turn off my speech without, muting myself here. Hold on. Can you still hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So we have a lot of, entrepreneurs that have actually up there, some that have sold their companies for public offering. So we have a whole range up there to show that if you're in business, you can have a small business, you can dream big, think big. It doesn't really matter. We just want to have different sectors represented. But what will be coming very soon up there is something called the Business Canvas Series. And that is a series where you will learn through a series of 8 workshops how to launch your business, and you will complete something called the Canvas. It is, it consists of 11 sections that are sort of the building blocks of a business plan, but it's a shorter business plan. And we'll be using that for people who want to enter our competition. So when you complete these workshops, it actually walks you through the process of developing your business idea, testing it, seeing if it's viable, and look, all of the basics that you need to have in place. And it completes for you this really nice visual canvas that you can print out and show to a funder. It will also have a workshop on developing an executive summary for your business. And we will be offering a supplemental workbook to go with that series that we will make available in large print and Braille. So it's more modern way of developing a business plan, and we hope to have it launched by the end of the year. There's a lot of technicalities in getting this produced, especially the PDF workbook, making it accessible, putting it in Braille. So it's very exciting, new, something different than we've done before. I also just quickly want to mention that we, many of you know, the state of Indiana is now using our Business Enterprise Licensee Training Program. We are going to be launching a whole new curriculum package. It's really more of an update to what we have, but it will also include a micro market module, and we will be opening that up on Tuesday. So we're very excited. We've been in this partnership with National Association of Blind Merchants for six years now. And we're really excited to offer an updated curriculum with new information. The ServSafe has been updated, and we're keeping that current and fresh so that, we keep, you know, stay in line with cutting edge and business practices in Randolph Shepherd. So I just want to, open it up if anyone has questions. I certainly don't want to run over my time here, and I appreciate your patience with my internet connection here. Any questions?
Okay. I see one hand go up.
Yes.
See if we can get him unmuted for you.
I've just unmuted.
Yes, this is Anna from Birmingham, Alabama. I have a question about your Braille courses.
Yes.
What is the name of your Braille mail course, and are you still offering Nemeth Braille courses?
I don't think we're offering Nemeth anymore at this point. The Braille course is, what was it called? It's on the website under the Braille series.
I've seen all the visual Braille, but I haven't seen the one that's more for blind people.
Yeah, it's up there. It's actually, I think, the first one that you come to on the website. It's a Braille by mail. So we do offer that. And if you sign up, you know, on the website, you can get it that way, or you could just call our student services directly and sign up. Are you a Hadley student now?
Actually, no, ma'am. I've just had a lot of questions about your Braille program from other students that I've taught, because I've been a Braille instructor in the past. So.
Okay. Well, I encourage you to check it out on hadley.edu. Mm-hmm. Under the Braille series, you'll see everything that we have is listed there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how popular are your iPhone courses? I know a lot of people.
Very. I'd say that's probably the most popular thing that we have.
Okay. I have unmuted.
Yes.
3775.
Hey, Chris, it's Corey. I got a question for Colleen. Colleen, you said that there was some courses through the Randolph Shelter vending. Is that, Chris, is that the same thing that you and I were talking about as far as the courses that I could take to start doing the courses to be a, to do the job, the blind vending job?
Yes, and we just actually had 4 people complete that. So, yes, that's the program that we are using in the BEP training currently.
Now, is that in person, or is it on your own and then you could do that at home, or how does that actually work?
Well, our part of the program is online only.
Okay.
So every state that we partner with uses the program differently. Some people have their trainees come to the center. Other people have them completed and then come into training. I believe in Indiana, you complete it and then come into training. Yeah, so after you're approved to enter the program in Indiana, then you would sign up online. At our address is hadley.edu/BEP. But you have to be approved, and that goes for anybody in any state, because I've noticed we have people from other states on. The Business Enterprise Program in your state has to approve and pay for your participation in the program, because our part is online only. The states on the local level have to provide the hands-on training, the training for local regulations. So that complements what we have. So they have to be willing, and of course in Indiana they are, but they have to be willing to support you through the program.
Okay, have you gone to the Hadley program for the Braille before and have not completed it because you were not capable of finishing? I just have 2 questions. Does that matter? Can you rejoin for the Braille?
I think you should be able to rejoin, yes. I would encourage you to just call Hadley and ask to speak to our student services department.
Second question is there's the course is done both mainly on the slate. If you have somebody that cannot hold the slate to do it due to arthritis, would they accept the Braille writer?
Yes. I mean, we do have a course on producing Braille with the Perkins. I think we want to do whatever we can to help people read Braille. I don't even know if our new classes use the slate and stylus anymore. Maybe they do if the one at home, if you want to use a slate and stylus. But I think if you explain your situation, our Braille team is very reasonable. They'd be willing to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.